The ceasefire in Gaza holds for at least one more day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Eight more hostages will be set free in this extension the day after Hamas released 16, including an Israeli-American. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu just met with Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I want to express our appreciation for your support from the beginning.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Tel Aviv says at this meeting with Blinken,
he will echo the message that President Biden reportedly delivered to Prime Minister Netanyahu in a recent phone call, that any new Israeli offensive in the southern part of Gaza has got to be more moderate than what they did in the north.
In Jerusalem this morning, another attack. Two men linked to Hamas opened fire at a crowded bus stop, killing three people, injuring over a dozen more.
It could have been much worse. There was one Palestinian perpetrator, one terrorist who was with an M16. The other one was with a pistol.
Tal Heinrich, a spokesperson for Israel's prime minister, tells Fox two soldiers were there and shot the attackers dead. In the West Bank, someone rammed a vehicle into an Israeli checkpoint, injuring two soldiers. That person was shot. The search continues at sea after a U.S. military aircraft crash.
At least one crew member is confirmed dead after the Osprey came down off southern Japan on Wednesday. Rescuers are still searching for seven others, but Japan's asking the U.S. to stop using the aircraft on its territory and has grounded its own fleet of Ospreys.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Tributes are pouring in for Henry Kissinger, who died at age 100. Even from our adversaries, Russia and China, countries Kissinger tried to improve relations with while Secretary of State.
There is no country in the world where it is conceivable that a man of my origins could be standing here next to the President of the United States.
He served under Nixon and Ford after coming to America as a teenager, fleeing Nazis, then fighting against Germany in World War II. Kissinger won a Nobel Peace Prize for helping end the Vietnam War, though he was also criticized for U.S. policies during the war. America's listening to Fox News.
Can you trust the government to protect you? We have political chaos, high inflation, global wars, no border protection, and our leadership telling you about pronouns and electric cars. It's time to take a hard look at protecting yourself and your family. It's time to call Oxford Gold Group. Whether you want to diversify against inflation or have gold on hand, you need to visit jessekellygold.com. Protect yourself with a visit to jessekellygold.com. That's jessekellygold.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We expect to hear this hour from Congressman George Santos the day before the House votes on a resolution to expel the Republican potentially from Congress after an ethics probe found Santos misused campaign funds. But Santos also lied to New York voters about his past before the election. He has not yet gone to trial, though, on campaign finance fraud charges. So House Speaker Mike Johnson admits,
I personally have real reservations about doing this. I'm concerned about a precedent that may be set for that.
Only five House members have ever been kicked out of Congress, three after the Civil War. Also this morning in the House, another hearing into what GOP lawmakers claim has been a weaponization of the government.
House Republicans claim they have documents from Google that show the Biden administration wanted Americans censored over, quote, vaccine misinformation on social media platforms like YouTube. The documents include an internal email where Google said the company would, quote, seek to work closely with this administration on multiple policy fronts. Journalists Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger are set to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. Taibbi was a reporter for Rolling Stone who received significant attention last year after publishing the first edition of the Twitter files. Democrats have argued much of the efforts to remove vaccine misinformation were critical in helping to save lives. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The director of the CDC will be questioned at another hearing today as Republicans demand more answers about a new respiratory illness in China where COVID originated.
Calling on the CDC to be forthcoming about any possible health threats in this outbreak, if any, that could affect Americans. Oversight and Investigations Chair Morgan Griffith among those who accused the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of, quote, undermining public trust in the agency during the COVID pandemic. They say they want to prevent a repeat of missteps made then.
Fox's Sue Guzman on Wall Street. Stocks could surge. Dow futures are up more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois releasing preliminary totals for the first weekend of the Illinois firearm deer hunting season. Between November 17th and the 19th, hunters in the state harvesting 53,348 deer. That's slightly less than the same period last year. Awards are starting to roll in for Illinois defensive tackle Jerzon Newton. He was named the Nagurski Woodson Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and the Smith Brown Big Ten Defensive Lineman of the Year. He is the fourth Illini in history to earn the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year award. The junior led Power 5 defensive tackles and quarterback pressures for the second straight year. Illinois Department of Agriculture will bring the Illinois Product Holiday Market back to downtown Springfield this weekend. Market takes place Friday through Sunday on the Y Block north of the Governor's Mansion. Holiday Market will feature Illinois products, including local eggnog, milk, and cheeses. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. It's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Greg Solier has jumped on, brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you that that indoor aquatic center will be open during the winter break from December 20th through January 3rd from 1:30 to 5:30. And they have these punch cards and all kinds of things on sale, 50% off December 4th through the 8th. Learn more about the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center at urbanaparks.org.
All righty, meteorologist Greg Solier. Mr. Solier, good morning to you on a mild morning, sir.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Good morning, guys. And boy, temperatures that are about double from what we had here just a couple of days ago. And when you get down the line here into December and January, these readings in the mid-30s already are pretty much close to what you'd expect in the afternoon on a positive day's worth of weather. So things look pretty good to wind out November, welcome in meteorological winter starting tomorrow morning. And with that in mind, it's largely all rain to contend with here the next weather system coming our way, and some welcome rains of 1 to 3 inches for some of those worst drought areas of eastern Texas, Johnny's Place down there towards New Orleans, and much of the deep south. 34, Willard and Savoy now, 35 at Rantoul, 34 Bloomington Normal, to 37 at Danville, 42 already up at least down at St. Louis, 39 at Chicago. Only real winter to contend with this next weather system expected into parts of Iowa and Wisconsin. So for the day-to-day, increasing, thickening, and lowering clouds, breezy, mild. We ought to be about 41, 42 this time of the year, but 50 today, even a little higher south of Champaign with a south wind, and maybe a bit of rain breaking out in a few spots mid to late afternoon. Otherwise, rains overspread the area tonight, lows down to 40. Ought to be pretty wet and soggy here tomorrow morning, probably through early afternoon, and the rains will taper back. Good solid half to three quarters of an inch. December 1st high, not bad. 47 may drop back a little bit in the afternoon as winds shift around into the west northwest. A little bit of drizzle, some light rain earlier tomorrow night, low down to 38. We have added a little drizzle in the air here, maybe a couple of fog patches early Saturday morning, and then a mostly cloudy midday and afternoon for the big event. The high to about 47, 48 with a couple of sprinkles on Sunday, Monday 45, mid-40s again Tuesday with a sprinkle, maybe a snowflake in the morning, then 45 to 50 degree weather next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you. The former chairperson for Massachusetts Republican Party, founder of Pocketbook Project, Jennifer Nasur, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine and dandy. We got Sean Hannity, Fox News Tonight, hosting this Godzilla versus King Kong or something. I have a hard time getting fired up. Why do I care about this debate between DeSantis and Newsom?
I think everyone's scratching their head and asking the same exact question. Why do they care about this? Look, Sean Hannity, you know, very creative thought about getting the blue state versus the red state and the differences of governors in how they govern and what their states are like. However, here's the problem. That was months ago that this came up. And at the time, it looked as if DeSantis might be the alternative to Trump in the Republican primary. But all that's happened over the last couple of months is that DeSantis's numbers have flipped very considerably, and you see Nikki Haley rise. So really, this should be a debate between Nikki Haley and Gavin Newsom, and I don't even know why Gavin Newsom is in this, because supposedly he's not running for president, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, he's been running long before he went to China and tackled that. Tackled that kid on the basketball court, which is rather awkward. Anyway, look at the video of that, folks. It's just, I have zero interest, and I guess it's like it's the undercard or something, and I just, First of all, are they going to fact check and all that stuff?
I don't know. I think this is a very risky for DeSantis, right? I think it is an opportunity, a desperate opportunity for him to try to stay relevant. But he has a debate next week, and if he doesn't come out better than Newsom, I don't see how this is really going to help him. Because at the end of the day, if we are going to be showcasing a Democrat and a Republican, it should be, from my perspective, at least on the right, we should have the Republican out there that's going to show that she can cream whatever, and you notice I said she,
yep.
Can cream whatever Democrat is running for office, because I'm not convinced it's Joe Biden. And like you, worst kept secret in politics is Gavin Newsom's presidential run here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would really like to see a Haley-Newsom showdown where Haley could showcase and have Newsom shaking in his little light loafers over there, how brilliant and competent and capable she is. And I think you would see those poll numbers where she's beating mm-hmm. Joe Biden by 9 to 13 points around the country, especially in those swing states. And see what those poll numbers are with her and Newsom. Because I think at the end of the day, that's the most telling thing for a general election.
Yeah, but Gavin Newsom, I think he's good looking and all that, and got the look and the sound.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think 10% of what he says is actually factual. So
no, he makes it up. He relies on the fact that he's a good looking, young compared to Joe Biden, very
yeah.
young man, who is the governor of a very large state, and he's very wealthy, right? So he looks that Kennedy-esque part.
Yeah.
And so, is the Democratic Party, are they going to be able to get away with swapping Biden out and passing over Kamala for Newsom? I actually think yes, because the Democratic Party, as much as they say that they, are into all the things that they're into, and at the end of the day, they're still the same old party, and they still will go with the same white guy. And Gavin Newsom will be the alternative to old Joe Biden, who doesn't know which way to exit a stage.
I think the problem is in August, if Joe Biden comes out and said, you know what, I don't feel very well, I'm stepping down, please welcome Michelle Obama. She'd win. Period. Yeah. She'd just win.
Well, I don't know if she would win nationally. I mean, I think, 51% of our electorate around the country, total electorate, considers themselves independent. And so, I think that we hear a lot in the liberal media about how progressive things are. I mean, you see this poor kid was getting canceled, at a
yeah,
Chiefs game.
Right, right.
And so, I think that there's a lot of that goes on. But I think at the end of the day, people want competency. And I think what we see right now going on around the world is that we need real leadership. And Michelle Obama is celebrity. That is not leadership.
Look where we are, though. I mean, Dwight Eisenhower, he's the Allied commander. And then we're talking about The Rock and Oprah. And this day and age,
right.
I wouldn't be shocked with social media. Crime, maybe Taylor Swift could be VP. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, this is the time, the age of the celebrity, where I'm sorry, I don't feel like the majority of the electorate is very well informed.
Well, clearly we've got college protests, pro-Palestinian protests, pro-Hamas protests,
yeah.
and going against Israel. Clearly, we are not living in a very educated society. And I'm sorry that is very much a generalization. I live in Boston, and what you see here is absolutely disgusting. And no one should ever go to Harvard or give them money again. However, I think at the end of the day, those people who vote and people who are feeling the crunch, I know us here in Massachusetts, we're kicking out our homeless and low-income veterans and elderly that have paid into our system and protected our country for migrants. We are consistently asking the federal government to fund us. We are quickly running out of money here after a Republican governor had built up our coffers because of the migrants. So someone needs to secure that border and get control of that. And someone needs to be powerful overseas. And I just, that is not going to be a Democrat. That's not going to be Michelle Obama. The only person I think can do it is Nikki Haley, who has shown the gumption. And that's what we're going to see tonight is this a show off between two celebrities, between Newsom and DeSantis, looking for the next, you know, who is going to be the next TV host, or are we looking for the next president?
How do people find Jennifer, N-A-S-S-O-U-R, Jennifer Nassour, Pocketbook Project? How do we find you?
You can find me at Jennifer Nassour on all social, or you can check out the Pocketbook Project as well on all social.
Thanks, Jennifer. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. Have a great weekend.
You as well. All right, on the Tappan's Towing phone line, that was Jennifer Nassour, 716. Check your sports headlines.
Well, we had the Illini women's basketball team taking down Central Connecticut State, 89-50. So next up will be Northern Kentucky on Wednesday the 6th at 6. You know, we've had some upsets when it comes to men's basketball in the top 25 with Arkansas taking down number 7 Duke, 80-75, and number 17 North Carolina over number 10 Tennessee, 100-92. Now, Illini fans are paying attention because next Saturday the 9th, we've got Tennessee at Tennessee, and we've been rated number 24. So if we could, you know, get some wins with some of these ranked teams, I think that means something. Florida Atlantic is also Tuesday the 5th.
Yeah, no, tough schedule coming up. We'll really see where Illinois is in this older team. We'll see. We'll see what we got, but we're going to be tested big time next week.
That's right. Iowa.
Oh, we're going to be tested Saturday at Rutgers.
Sure.
I mean, so there's three really tough games coming up for the Illini. So.
And we had Iowa beating University of North Florida 103-78 yesterday, and Ohio State over Central Michigan 88-61. This isn't the Big Ten ACC challenge. They did away with that, right?
It's not there anymore.
So
yeah.
It's something else now, but I feel like that's why there's a little bit of a lull here, because we are used to that happening. Elise Knutson is a local favorite from Philo, and I know they probably were talking about her at the coffee, getting her.
Well, I was talking about her because they beat Augustana last night by a lot, and Milliken. She had 36. The all-time leading scorer at Unity High School is averaging 28 points a game thus far from Milliken. She's just really, really good. She was 14 out of 18 last night, 6 of 9 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line. Elise Knutson, the number one player in Division III, and one of the top averages in America, women's basketball, 28 a game.
That's right. Number one in Division III scoring. So congratulations, Elise. She was in my daughter Anna Anderson's class for the Unity Rockets. And I remember when she was holding a basketball with Brian Cardinal, who used to be the top scorer. Yeah. And good stuff there. And Parkland's women's basketball team beating Olney Central College yesterday, 82-62, are 8-0 on the season. So NFL action tonight, Seattle and Dallas.
All right, let's check your weather, brought to you by Houlihan's Restaurant.
Houlihan's on Thursday evenings has a great experience live in the lounge with some terrific music. And today it's Doc Shred Piano. So enjoy that from 6 to 8 at First and St. Mary at Houlihan's.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and another pleasant day's worth of weather regarding temperatures back into play. But as the afternoon wears on, a bit of rain will be breaking out. Some early to mid-morning sunshine, otherwise increasing cloudiness, will head towards about 50, even a little milder south of Champaign County. And a gusty south wind, widespread rains across the area for tonight, lows near 40. For the day tomorrow, December 1st, turning colder, just a bit, 47 and dropping. Periods of rain for the morning through the early afternoon in particular, as wind shift to the west northwest. The rain and drizzle wind down tomorrow night, low down to 38, and maybe a little drizzle in spots down here come early to mid morning on Saturday. Mostly cloudy afternoon, still up to about 47 degrees there. 48 and a couple of sprinkles around on Sunday. Monday up to 45, maybe a little shower activity on Tuesday. Highs again at around 45 degrees. We'll inch close to 50 degrees next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mild weather with us here through about the first 10 days, 12 days of the month of December. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
All right, stand by. John Decker, moments away. Did you know Nathaniel's got a really good one today in a half an hour? Stand by.
Okay.
720 ESPN 93.5. Be right back.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
It's a final trading day of the month, and stock futures are on track to end November on a high note. Shares of Tesla showing modest gains in the pre-market on this milestone day as it gets ready to deliver its first Cybertrucks. Eurozone inflation fell more than expected this month. The bloc's consumer price index rose 2.4% on the year, slowing from 2.9% the previous month. That's the lowest rate since July 2021. And the Financial Times reporting Saudi Arabia has won provisional backing for further oil production cuts by the OPEC Plus group, boosting oil prices to the highest in 3 weeks ahead of a crucial meeting of the cartel. The meeting's being held online rather than in person after being delayed from Sunday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you can save an average of $889. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Champaign-Urbana. Call 217-344-1900 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Well, a couple named Ben and Sarah had bought land to build their dream home on. They owned a very stunning country home, but they did need to sell it. They got with a real estate agent, and not much was happening. Well, they were under a little pressure, as you can be in that situation. Mm-hmm. So Ben and Sarah found Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group, and I'll be darned if he didn't have two high-quality offers within 2 weeks, and they sold the home for over the asking price of $500,000.
A lot of people just want to get their home value, and you can explore that really on your phone right now as you go to NateEvansGroup.com and see that button right in the middle of the page and enter your address and see what happens. It's making it so easy for you when you get the experience that you need. We hear about these stories of people who got thousands of dollars more because they used Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty, getting you that immediate cash offer. Offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Or go online to Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Yes, I am in a place where I have never been. Getting ready for my only daughter's wedding. Three boys and a girl. And this is it for Gracie. And everybody's coming in. And there's 900 things to do. Janet's doing 888 of them. And I can't remember a dozen things.
That's right.
It's
a bit overwhelming, but just know all in God's plan, and it'll all be great.
Yeah.
So just, you're approaching it with joy, which is fantastic.
It's there's so many ways to approach a wedding, right? Yeah. There's so many. You could have apprehension. You could have, oh gosh, are they the right person kind of thing?
That's right.
I don't have any of that.
That's great.
So that's a blessing, and we've been praying for peace. I certainly have, and it's just like so fast. Everything goes fast. It spins fast, and particularly right now. And those of you that have, done weddings, particularly for women, because they're responsible for most everything.
Mm-hmm.
The Hurtubise family is awesome. I mean, just fantastic. And yet there's a tip of melancholy in me simply because my role has changed. I'm no longer the leading man for my daughter.
That's right.
And so we've been through so many wonderful adventures, and I don't know, I just blessed to have four unbelievable children. And we just prayed and worked very hard and had a lot of FaceTime and time together. And
yeah,
I don't know what else to tell people, because I get asked from time to time, you got to marry a woman that's as talented as my wife. That's a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you love, and spend as much time. I don't know what else you replace time with. And sometimes you're so busy and you got 10 things at work and there's just things. And
yeah.
It's just, we've just been very, very blessed to be so close of a family. And still are, and hopefully always will be. I can't imagine us not being just close. And
yeah.
Anyway, it's...
I feel the same about the Anderson crew, and we were rallying around Anna in mid-June, and certainly as soon as we turn the calendar over to June, we're game face on. Now, for me, being so invested in music at wedding receptions for over 30 years, I wanted that aspect to be perfect. And all the other stuff, I just, essentially source it out, because I don't have time to manage all of that. And, you guys have been more invested.
Well, it's more the artistic DIY.
Yeah.
Decorations. What Janet sees and what she envisions are things that are just probably unaffordable, mm-hmm. for what, but she did it.
And that's always been her zone, though.
It's a lot, and she's done unbelievable. I mean, she's, anybody knows my wife is just like, wow, how do you marry her? And that's exactly how I feel. She's so capable and so talented, and yet there's no compromise. Here's the list, and this is the list.
Uh-huh.
So make more hours.
That's right.
So that that's what we do.
Okay.
And that's why the program we're going to have at the church, I'm telling you, It's I've never seen anything like it. Who sews their program?
Sews?
Yeah.
You mean the bulletin kind of thing?
It's not a bulletin. It's a program.
Okay.
Will and Kate didn't have that. I promise you they didn't.
Well, every step of the way has been above average.
There's something called the Fab Lab at the university, and it's a resource
where you can learn
how to do everything.
Love it.
And Janet is just capable of reading instructions and getting instruction and then learning how to emboss and all these other
and
things.
Etching and,
everything.
The calligraphy, and it's just over the top.
It's beyond.
I love it.
Beyond when you see that program at church, just look.
I mean, I think there were dried baby's breath and the wax print to hold it on.
Wait till you see the program.
The presentation.
The program was hand torn. It's like six, eight pages, of everything in fancy lettering, and it's sewn down the middle with her sewing machine.
Oh, my goodness.
Stunning. Anyway, all right, we're back in a moment.
It's, yay, Grace and Jacob.
Yay. Thank you, Jesus. 7:30. John Decker next.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza is in its seventh day, extended at the last minute through at least today to secure the freedom of more Hamas hostages and Palestinians in Israeli custody and to get more aid into Gaza.
This process is producing results. It's important, and we hope that it can continue.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. At least three Israelis are shot and killed today, others wounded at a bus stop in Jerusalem by two Palestinian attackers, shot and killed by two soldiers and a civilian at the scene. New York House Republican George Santos, facing an expulsion vote tomorrow over ethics and criminal complaints, says again he will not resign. He'd be the sixth ever member of the House to be expelled.
They are trying to join me to the group of three Confederates and two people convicted in a court of law.
And now he's introduced a resolution to expel New York Democrat Jamal Bowman. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A 34-year-old woman dead and two men arrested following a shooting in Decatur Tuesday night in the area of West Birchie Court in North Union Street. Officers found the victim when they arrived. She had already died at that point. Police arresting 22-year-old Ezekiel Gray for involuntary manslaughter. He remains in custody. IDOT's happy with the progress on their biggest project ever in central Illinois, the I-57, I-74 interchanges. Driving in this area, you can't miss the massive flyby structure starting to take shape. They said the flyovers will make travel between interstates safer and more efficient. The whole project, including Mattis Avenue Bridge and Route 150 Bridge, costing $280 million. For Giving Tuesday, law enforcement agencies across Champaign County gave back with a little friendly competition. The Stuff the Squad event was an all-hands-on-deck effort to fight food insecurity by stuffing squad cars with food. Several law enforcement agencies across the county teamed up with Eastern Illinois Food Bank to see who can collect the most items. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcast Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Thank you, Jim Miller, ESPN 93.5. We want to check Greg's weather. Greg has been doing an outstanding job getting us out of this crazy cold and much, much better. Our weather with Greg brought to you this morning by Busey. For over 150 years, Busey, member FDIC.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Vicinity, and a nice way to wind out this month of November. Welcome in December with a mild go of it and liquid precipitation. No real winter on the maps and charts here for the foreseeable future. Up close to and around 50 for the high today with increasing clouds and a bit of rain breaking out this afternoon. Gusty south wind, widespread rains across the area for tonight through tomorrow morning. They'll taper in the early afternoon after 3/4 inch out there. Temperatures to about 40 tonight. 47 and turning a bit colder tomorrow afternoon as wind shifts around into the west-northwest. A little bit of drizzle early tomorrow night and a low down to 38, and some of that drizzle could linger into the early morning hours of Saturday. Mostly cloudy, 47. Upper 40s on Sunday. A couple of sprinkles early and late. 45 on Monday. Tuesday, again, a couple of sprinkles around at 45 degrees for the high. Winds close to 50 degrees. Next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, fair amount of sunshine and gusty winds, too. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
It's Thursday.
John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker.
He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
John Decker.
Yes, children in combines now singing the theme. Ladies and gentlemen, a shout out to a listener who says this is his favorite part of the week. His name is Keith. He's an engineer, very talented. Keith, we appreciate you dropping your kids off and listening to the show and looking forward to John Decker on Thursday. And I've had many people say,
yes,
best part of our week is you.
Well, and Stevie,
that's so kind.
Also,
I'm flattered.
The theme song, too, at the Christmas parade.
Theme song, that's right. That's what they're really looking forward to. Someone approached me with your beautiful voice.
I was with a young man on the golf course 4 or 5 years ago, and we were going on hole 15. We'd gone the whole day, and he sat there and casually said, "That song you play for John Degger is the best thing you do all week." I'm telling you. No, it's true. It's what we got.
Yeah.
He is John Decker, great television's national correspondent, White House correspondent. Kind of a big deal. So good to have you on. I'm having a Gracie's getting married Saturday, so I'm a little distracted.
I know. Congratulations. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're busy. You got a lot on your mind.
Even if it was next Thursday, I'm not interested in this undercard tonight. Sean Hannity. I'm sorry. I'm not. DeSantis and Newsom is just. I don't got anything on that. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, this is, I like how you call it the undercard, because that's essentially what it is. You know, I've been to high level boxing matches, world championship boxing matches. I was at Lennox Lewis versus Mike Tyson in Memphis, Tennessee. And then there was the undercard, and it's like, who are these guys? So I can understand why you say that. But look, for Gavin Newsom, this is a great opportunity. He's not running in 2024. He's got his eyes on 2028. And he's has this Fox News audience that he'll have at his disposal tonight. That's pretty valuable, the largest audience in cable television. For Ron DeSantis, he's trying to stop the momentum of Nikki Haley. You know, Nikki Haley really has had some momentum. She's still in second place. She's far behind Donald Trump. But, she's moving up in the polls. She's had good debates. She got this endorsement of the Koch political network just the other day. And tonight, you know, all eyes, as far as Republicans will be concerned, on Ron DeSantis. But yeah, not everybody's cup of tea. So maybe, you know, I can understand why you're not going to watch it, and others will you know, flip the channel to something else.
Well, when I hear Gavin Newsom speak, my first thought is that true? What he just, because he sounds, I just think a whole lot of what he says about how great California is, I'm not sure, because I see things happening there and they're actual facts. About things, and yeah, no, it's not. It's great. We're doing what everybody ought to do. What we're doing. Everybody ought to do. What are you talking about? So I'm get confused. I think he's, you know, life would be a lot easier if when people told a bald-faced lie, their nose actually did grow. It would be so,
the Pinocchio effect.
No, but you'd be very careful if you actually had to have plastic surgery every time you talked.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea. I like that. That's not going to happen. In any case, look, I think we're going to hear two different visions of America, you know, red state America, blue state America, for both domestic policy, foreign policy, and interesting debate hosts. You know, think of when we think of debate hosts, we're typically thinking of, you know, newsmen and newswomen, you know, that are perceived as unbiased. Sean Hannity has a bias. He's proud of it. And so that's why it's going to be interesting to see him as the moderator this evening.
Mm-hmm. The reason you want an opinion of bias is you might make $42 million a year.
Wow.
So Sean makes
$40. There you go.
So it's a little more lucrative to have a point of view. In any event, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't know about this Representative Santos. I haven't followed it from day one.
Right.
Apparently they voted a guy in that isn't real good.
Right.
And another thing.
And maybe he warped the truth when he was coming up in the ranks.
Well,
huh?
It just, John, and another thing.
Another thing.
There's just so much out there. The thing that just is brutal to learn more about is the whole Hamas and Israel. And now Israel's supposed to fight a war, you know, carefully. And this is a war. It's hell. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had a massacre on October the 7th. What is Israel supposed to do about it? Except try and retaliate. Well, Hamas doesn't want to negotiate. They want you dead. I don't know how you I don't know how you negotiate with that.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that either. You know, it's in the charter of Hamas, the destruction of the state of Israel, and it's hard to negotiate. But having said that, they are still holding a significant number of hostages, and that's the reason why you have to continue those conversations. You want to get the release of, you know, Israeli citizens. So another day of what is being called a humanitarian pause, not a ceasefire, not a truce. And, you know, that's to get the release of 10 additional hostages. And it's still, you know, women and children, no men or, you know, teenagers have been released by Hamas. And it's just a really sad situation. But to your point, you know, you see these various members of Congress putting pressure on Israel to fight wars with, you know, essentially their hands tied behind their back. And that's just difficult, you know, when you're talking about the very survival of your country.
Well, and you also, to my thought is obviously they're prolonging to reload and all these other things, and Israel's trying to get information on the tunnels. I get all that, but can't Hamas get more hostages? They're never going to give them all up, John. That's their chip.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And they recognize that, you know, and, you know, there's only been, I would say, you know, less than half of the hostages have been released so far, certainly, and many more that need to be released. All of them should be released. And initially, the point of view of the administration was it should be an unconditional release. And now we see all these conditions that are applied to the release of these innocent civilians that were, you know, whose neighbors, whose loved ones were murdered back on October the 7th.
John, do you think the atrocities happened, beheading babies, you think that happened because when you talk to a Palestinian supporter, they simply say it's a lie. None of that occurred. Mm-hmm. Israel made it up. What are the facts?
Well, these atrocities did happen. They did occur. Israel has provided evidence of that. And, you know, I think that sometimes the truth hurts, you know, if you're confronted with that evidence of what Hamas did. Remember, Hamas has been labeled a terrorist organization by both the United States and the European Union. It doesn't have clean hands here. And, you know, they are a terrorist organization, plain and simple.
All right, it's John Decker on the Tavern Show phone line, ESPN 93.5 at 7:42. So if anything happens with an impeachment of Joe Biden or digging into Hunter Biden and the Democrats allow it, is that our signal that the Democrats are done with Joe Biden?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. No, and I don't think the Democrats are done with Joe Biden either. Going to be their nominee. You know, it looks to me like Donald Trump's going to be the Republican nominee. Looks to me like it's going to be a rematch in 2024. I know you don't share that point of view. We've spoken about this before, but that's where things look like today, November 30th. Things can change. Things can change on a dime. You know, we've seen poll after poll, Stevie, which indicates Joe Biden is not a favorite, but he wasn't a favorite in 2020. People forget that. It's not like there was this groundswell of support for Joe Biden, this big love fest for Joe Biden. You know, he won because it was an anti-Trump vote more than anything else. And, you know, if he wins again in 2024, it will be for the same exact reason. You know, when Joe Biden ran for president in 2008, he was running against both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama for the Democratic presidential nomination. He got 1% in Iowa. He's not a great candidate, but he lucked out in being the candidate that was chosen by Democrats in the 2020 nominating process and went on to beat someone who is a divisive figure, and that's Donald Trump.
Well, and you see Joe Biden losing numbers of the young people, which is shocking, and the black vote
that's
seems
right.
to be fading. Hispanic vote is
that's
questionable.
Right.
I mean,
I agree.
I just think the whole bunch of, not all, a lot of Democrats would rather have a Gavin Newsom. I think J.B. Pritzker, my state, wants in on that deal. So I don't know. I just know there are a lot of people in waiting. If Gavin's planning for 28, he's around for 24 if you need him. Okay? He's around.
Yeah, that's right. He's making it known that if for whatever reason, like you suggested, Joe Biden in June of next year isn't the nominee, there's Gavin Newsom, you know, waiting in the wings. But yeah, as you point out, others will be waiting in the wings as well. You know, they just need to flip the switch, and they're off and running for the Democratic nomination in 2024 if Joe Biden, for whatever reason, is not the nominee. But right now it looks to me like, you know, he's doing those fundraisers, Stevie. He did a fundraiser in Denver. He's doing a fundraiser in Boston, raising tons of money. You don't do that for fun. You do that because you're running a race, and you know you need to raise a lot of money for the reelection race.
Okay. All right. So on your docket, any upcoming trips or anything you're planning from the standpoint of, you know, covering the president?
Presidents travel abroad is done for the year. I likely will do a domestic trip with the president within the next 2-3 weeks. I don't know where. I don't know when, because I'll be in the rotation, Stevie. And already I know my travel in the early part of 2024, and that's to the great state of Iowa for the Iowa caucus.
Yep.
So I'll be there for that. That's, you know, kicks off the whole political process, and, you know, and Donald Trump's counting on a win. But, you know, Iowa does things their own way. So we'll see what happens on January the 15th. And then, you know, look, we'll see what happens as far as other travel. I'm looking forward to a great trip in June of next year. It's going to be to Normandy, France.
Wow.
And that's for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. So I'll do that with President Biden. At that time, I'm looking forward to that trip.
We were there for the 65th, and we were in the cemetery, and they're all this supposed to be quiet and everything. They're banging away at a podium where Barack Obama was going to speak in a few days, and I walked up and stood where he was going to stand, and it just can't describe it.
Right,
it is unbelievable. Yeah. I'll never see a bluff again and think of those boys. It's just brutal.
I've been there as well. And it does have an impact on you, and you know it has an impact. It's interesting how Hollywood has an impact in terms of the way that we see things. But I'll tell you, Private Ryan, you know, that opening scene of Private Ryan, that tells the whole story right there. And it's just remarkable when you're there in person to think of what America and its allies were able to do on that day, June 6th of 1944. So look, a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. I look forward to that.
All right, John, texter, if Joe Biden is the nominee, will Kamala Harris still be VP, or would they go with a Newsom or somebody else?
Yeah, no, she's all in. This is the ticket. It's Biden-Harris once again against Trump, whoever he chooses, you know, as his running mate. I think he'd be smart to choose a Nikki Haley personally. That'd be a great ticket for him. You know, you just have to get past both of them have to get past the things they've said about each other. You know, Trump's nickname for Haley is Bird Brain.
Wow.
That's a nice nickname.
Yeah, I was going to say, pretty contentious in 1980 between Bush and Reagan. That worked out, but, you know, Bush never called Reagan a bird brain. So name calling is a little tough. So
Right. The name calling stuff, but, you know, it's interesting because Trump does get over these things. You know, there are so many people populated his administration that he knew full well were never Trumpers initially, and they came on board, and then he was all about, just be loyal to me and my policies, and we're all good. And maybe the same thing may happen with the Donald Trump and Nikki Haley down the road. You know, we'll have to wait and see, but that to me is a winning combination.
Okay.
Somebody texted me about, I know you've been at this a while, but had you ever worked with someone like former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, who died at the age of 100? I know with Rosalynn Carter's memorial service this week, she died at the age of 96. Jimmy Carter there at 99. Had you ever worked with some of these legacy politicians?
Well, as it relates to Henry Kissinger, I've seen him speak. I never had an opportunity to interview him during the course of my career. You know, he's before my time. You know, as Secretary of State for both Nixon and Ford. And as far as Rosalynn Carter is concerned, you know, I actually, when I was at Fox, I put together the obituary. You know, we do these things, you know, ahead of time. I put together the obituary for Jimmy Carter.
I'll be darned.
So in doing that, I had an opportunity to interview so many interesting people that worked in the Carter administration and learned so many interesting stories about Jimmy Carter in particular, but also the impact that Rosalynn Carter had as an advisor, you know, just a sounding board for Jimmy Carter when he ran for president.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, John Decker is going to see Mick Jagger again, he and his beautiful wife. Can't get no satisfaction, one of the big hits, but can you believe, I know Mick weighs like 100 pounds, but the way he can still work the stage
at 80
years old, man.
Yeah, he's a specimen. He really is. You know, you think what he's been through, and he looks great. He sounds great. You know, he has got a new album out. The Stones have a new album out, and they sound great. Good music, good new songs. And I never get tired of seeing them, and that's the reason why we jumped at the chance to see them. We'll do that in May of next year. So looking forward to that in Las Vegas. What a great place to see the Rolling Stones.
Unbelievable.
Enjoy.
It's John Decker, great television's White House correspondent, national correspondent. We always appreciate your time, my friend.
Hey, Stevie, have a great time this weekend. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to the whole family, your daughter. Well, I'm so happy for you and for this great weekend you have on tap. I look forward to talking to you next week, but have a great weekend. The best to you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. John Decker, live ESPN 93.5 every Thursday. All right, we want to check your weather, and we've got Did You Know coming up in just a moment. Stand by, my friends. It's ESPN 93.5 and Mr. Meteorologist with us.
Well, again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van and vicinity, and another pleasant day's worth of weather regarding temperatures back into play. But as the afternoon wears on, a bit of rain will be breaking out. Some early to mid-morning sunshine, otherwise increasing cloudiness, will head towards about 50, even a little milder south of Champaign County. A gusty south wind, widespread rains across the area for tonight, lows near 40. For the day tomorrow, December 1st, turning colder just a bit, 47 and dropping. Periods of rain for the morning through the early afternoon in particular, as wind shift to the west northwest. The rain and drizzle wind down tomorrow night, low down to 38, and maybe a little drizzle in spots down here come early to mid-morning on Saturday. Mostly cloudy afternoon, still up to about 47 degrees there, 48, and a couple of sprinkles around on Sunday. Monday up to 45.
It's better. Going to get maybe 50 by next week. ESPN 93.5. We check Did You Know. We got to do that right now, ladies and gentlemen. Cue the band. Nathaniel's son, my son in Chicago. Call him Nathaniel's son so you know who he is. And also tip of the cap to Mr. Miyagi.
Mm-hmm.
Karate Kid.
That's right.
Nathaniel!
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, Dad?
We're fine. We're looking forward to seeing you tonight.
He laughs because he knows there's all kinds of things going on, the hustle and bustle.
Do you notice, though, that your mother does 890 things, and I only have to do 10, and I struggle? What the heck?
I think it's just women. That, I don't know, because I'm the same way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Janet says, get the salt. And she's doing four things and kicking the cabinet closed with her foot.
Yeah.
And then I said, did you say, get the salt?
Or you go towards
confirming
the salt and pepper and you're like,
salt.
Okay,
what did you say?
Come
which
over
one did
here
you want
for?
Did you say salt? Because I saw this twinkly thing over here and I thought it was so pretty.
Yeah, which salt? There's four salts.
Yeah,
I don't know which one.
It's just unbelievable. All right, Nathaniel's son. Interesting information this morning, I think.
Well, yeah, this morning we're going to get to briefly discuss a topic that some of us may be familiar with, but it's one that actually has some serious benefits, not only to your home and yard, but also really to our environment. Now, before we write this off as something, because I know I can just default to writing off, you know, environmental stuff, but there is some interesting statistics that I'm going to put in front of you about composting. Now, first of all, some of you may be wondering, what is composting? Well, the simple way to describe it is it's a process that converts organic materials like food scraps, yard waste, think of extra grass clippings, into really black dirt, a nutrient-rich soil through decomposition. Now, a little bit about the process. When organic material breaks down, it releases methane, and methane is extremely harmful to the atmosphere when it gets released. It's one of the most harmful elements that does get released. But why is composting beneficial? Well, if you can imagine, in the United States, each year, every person throws away about 340 pounds of food per year. So that's about a pound a day of food per person.
Wow.
On average. Now, this has the same impact on the atmosphere as about 42 coal power plants. That's like 25% of all the coal power plants in the country.
Just in our throwaway food.
Now,
wow.
Right.
Wow.
Just from the food that we dispose. Now, furthermore, did you know that if one family composts for a year, it will actually offset the carbon emissions of one vehicle?
Yeah.
Now, before I knew all this, I wanted to try composting. And for anyone who has tried it, you know that it's actually not a simple process. But there are a lot of resources out there and a lot of incentives for doing so. So I encourage you to look online, go to the EPA's website of all places, and they have a lot of guidelines and recommendations for best practices.
Absolutely.
Plus your flowers will grow like
I'm
crazy.
I'm looking at it now. That's right.
You get this stuff you can come through, and it's you get a cone or something. You can buy things that will help you help the thing kind of do that. So. Yeah, you see how much I know about this.
Putting it on all of your plants, it's very nutrient rich soil.
Yeah, and it's just a constant effort because you just go put it in the pile.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff.
And it requires some turning and some upkeep, but it's a labor of love.
Once you get it going and dropping the thing, and you just do the thing, and boom, my flowers are crazy good.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Composting. Interesting. Nathaniel's son from Chicago. Safe travels down, my boy. I appreciate you.
All right. I'll see you this evening.
Okay, son. Thank you. Love you.
All right. Take care.
That's my son, Nathaniel. Did you know around 7:50 on Thursday mornings?
Yep. Okay. You never know what we teach you on these early mornings.
You know, if I'm chopping up peppers or lettuce and, you know, you have the core and you have the seeds.
Yep.
And I put them in the right off my porch. I just throw them all off my porch and there it's gone the next day. Probably the squirrels.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, I also don't want to attract, you know.
These, raccoons.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gotta think
or
about
mice
that.
Or whatever but and get you, them closer to my house with my pile.
Compost supposed to be way back there.
That's right.
And you have an area and then you have a kind of, I think you do have these bins you could create.
That's right.
So it's and then you go do your flowers thing and you got that why your geranium so good
but
kind so, of thing.
Yeah, and to me, if they're eating the pepper seeds and stuff like that, if they go number two somewhere else, maybe a pepper plant will grow.
Boom. 7:56. Okay, we got another hour to go here. ESPN 93.5. Not much in Illinois sports. The football is over. Basketball plays Saturday at 3.
Against Rutgers.
It's 4 Eastern, 3 Central. Rutgers, they have a place they call the Rack.
Yes.
And that tells
you
everything.
That's not official. That's a nickname. They have a sponsor on that, and we should know that.
Well,
but.
Why should I care? Huh? They didn't pay me.
Okay.
The news coming up.
ILLINI. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's. The pregame fun starts at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. Enjoy 350 22-ounce light and course light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. You'll find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom in to Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, Audibel, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibelteam.com. That's Audibel. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibelteam.com. That's Audibel. Audibelteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibelteam.com. That's audibelteam.com.
Make this holiday season truly magical. See Champaign-Urbana Ballet's The Nutcracker, November 30th through December 3rd. Presented in partnership with Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, Area-Wide Technologies, Bill Bass Foundation, Stone Ridge Dairy, Two Men in a Truck, and Champaign Ballet Academy. Tickets at the Krannert Center box office or CUBallet.com. Experience the unforgettable story, music, and magic of CU Ballet's The Nutcracker.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328
7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Okay, I'm going to break for the news. Be right back. Glad you're listening here. It is the last day of November.
Yeah.
So whatever you do on your last days of the month, you got to,
tend to that.
Get it done. 30 days November, 31 December.
This bad boy, 2023, is almost over.
Almost done.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, be right back. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.